Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Samaches, which begins with the Gemara before and Daf Samach Zayin Umabes. The Gemara refers back to that we learned in our Mishnah. V'chomi she'inu olav Kedushin avayesha alchem Kedushin havlad mamzer. Which Mishnah goes on to explain, our Gemara asks me, no hani mili. Now to explain Pshat and that, our Gemara asks me, no hani mili. We find that both Rashi and Tosfos explain that the Gemara is asking, no hani mili, that Kiddushin is not teifes b'chayve krisos. As we find that both Rashi and Tosfos explain before in Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, that our Mishnah says, is referring to Chayve Krisos, which as Tosfos before in the Samach Vav and Beis explains, that our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni. In the Gemara in Yevamos, Nafam Tes, and Aleph, we find three Shitas as far as Mamzerus is concerned. Rabbi Akiva holds that Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Lavin, which, as we will see in our Gemara is a tzad that according to Bikiva, there is mamzerus even from Chayve Asei, and not only from Chayve Lavin. Shimon HaTimoni on the other end argues, and Shimon HaTimoni says that a mamzer elam a Chayve Krisos. Rabbi Yeshua has a third chita. Rabbi Yeshua holds that a mamzer elam a Chayve Misei Spastin. So again, Tosfos explains our Mishnah is Sleisim like the chita of Shimon HaTimoni, that a mamzer ela mechayve krisos. That Tosfos explains, that our Mishnah is not like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds a mamzer ela mechayve misas beistin, is l'chira based on that, as we will see in our Tosfos, that our Tosfos explains that even according to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds a mamzer ela mechayve misas beistin, but still Rabbi Yeshua agrees, that Kiddushin is not teifes in chayve krisos. One does not need Chayve Misas Beistin in order for us to say that ain't Kiddushin Teifsin, but rather Kiddushin is not even Teifes in Chayve Krisos. And even though according to Yeshua, Kiddushin is not Teifes in Chayve Krisos, but still Yeshua holds that as far as Mamzerus is concerned, ain Mamzer Elam Chayve Misas Beistin. And therefore the rule of our Mishnah, that Kol Mishenu Olav Kiddushin Av Yeshua Alchem Kiddushin Avon Mamzer, cannot possibly be going according to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, since according to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, one can have a case of Einu Olav Kiddushin Av Yeshua Alchem Kiddushin and the Vod will not be a Mamzer. For example, O Chayve Krisos. And therefore a Mishnah cannot possibly be going like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. But still one has to understand, what is the Hechrich of Rashi and Tosfos to explain that our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni, who holds that a mamzer mechayve lavin? Why can't our Mishnah be going like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, who holds a yesh mamzer mechayve lavin? Since the rule of our Mishnah Achira applies to Rabbi Kiva as well, a kol mi she'eino of Kiddushin Av Yesha Achirim Kiddushin Avon Mamzer can be referring to all chayve lavin. L'chira the hechrich of both Rashi and Tosfos is from that we find in our Gemara. Then when our Gemara answers the kasha minani mili, our Gemara answers the kasha by explaining the makar that ain kiddushin teifsim mechayve krisos. From our Gemara one clearly sees that our Mishnah is referring to chayve krisos. But that itself needs an explanation. What was the hechrich of our Gemara to explain that our Mishnah is referring to chayve krisos and not to Chayve Lavin, which is a Shita of Rabbi Akiva? Be'ezus Hashem b'meshech of the Shir, we will explain the Hechrich of our Gemara and the Hechrich of Rashi and Tosfos to explain that our Gemara is referring to Chayve Krisos and not to Chayve Lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva. So again, getting back to our Gemara asks Minani Mili, which Rashi and Tosfos both explain that our Gemara does not mean to ask Minani Mili, that there is mamzerus from Chayve Krisos. But rather, our Gemara just means to ask, how do we know that ain kiddushin teifsim mechayve krisos? That there is mamzerus from Chayve Krisos is as the Gemara explains in Yevamos Daf from Tesamet Aleph, that we learn out that there is mamzerus from Chayve Krisos from that the Pasuk says, Vayigala Knaf Aviv. And next, the Pasuk, Vayigala Knaf Aviv, the Torah says, Vayavay Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. And as the Gemara explains in Yevamos, the Pasuk, Vayigala Knaf Aviv, is referring to the Shemeres Yavim of Aviv, which is Eishes Achi Aviv, which is Bekaris. So So from there one sees that Yesh Mamzeiras Mechaive Krisos. Tesis goes on to ask the following Kasha. Vekasha, the my boy, what is Pshat in that Ragamari asks Minani Mili, what is the Makar that ain't Kiddushin Tesis Mechaive Krisos? Once we know that Yesh Mamzeiras Mechaive Krisos, Hoyadover, Pashad Bechoagamari, the Kiddushinoi Tavsi, the Habahatalia, the Kivan, having Mamzer Mechaive Krisos, Hoy Tavsi Kiddushin. Tesis brings the following Raya. That wherever one has mamzeiras, automatically we know that ain kiddushin teivsin. The Rabbi Kiva who d'amar the ain kiddushin teivsin mechavi lavin, voyadinon el mishum deshaminole Rabbi Kiva d'amar yesh mamzer mechavi lavin. The Gemara's makar that according to Rabbi Kiva kiddushin is not teivs mechavi lavin is from that Rabbi Kiva says yesh mamzer mechavi lavin. From there, Tesis proves that if there is mamzeiras, automatically we know that ain kiddushin teivsin. If so, Tesis asks, what is Pshat in that our Gemara needs Makar that ain't Kedushin Tevs Mechavi Krisos? If as far as Mamzeris is concerned, we know already that Yish Mamzeris Mechavi Krisos, based on that the Pasuk says, Oigawa Knaf Aviv, Vesomechoi Yavi Mamzer Bekal Hashem. That is the Kasha that Tesis asks on our Gemara. For that reason, Tesis goes on to explain that our Gemara asks, Minani Mili, is not a Kasha according to the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni, who holds Yesh Mamzer Mechaive Krisos, but rather our Gemara is coming to explain the Makar that in Kiddushin Teves Mechaive Krisos, according to the Shita of Rabbi Shua, who holds a Mamzer Ela Mechaive Misas Beistin. According to Rabbi Shua, we no longer have a Hechrich from Mamzerus and in Kiddushin Teves Mechaive Krisos, since according to Rabbi Shua, a Mamzerus Ela Mechaive Misas Beistin. And for that reason, our Gemara asks, what is the Makar that even according to Yeshua, Kiddushin is not Tevsa Mechaive Krisos? From Tesis it comes out that as far as the Halacha that Kiddushin is not Tevsa Mechaive Krisos, there are two different Makaris. According to the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni, who holds that Yishmam is a Mechaive Krisos, that in Kiddushin Tevsa Mechaive Krisos is based on that. That Yesh Mamzeiras Mechaive Krisos. From that Yesh Mamzeiras Mechaive Krisos, one can prove that Ein Kiddushin Teivs Mechaive Krisos. According to Yeshua, on the other hand, who holds a Mamzeiras El Mechaive Misas based in, for that reason, according to Yeshua, one needs a new Makar, that Ein Kiddushin Teivs Mechaive Krisos. Which, as our Gemara explains, is learnt out from Hokshu Korayas Kuan Ohadadi to the Erva Vachaisisha. And just like by Achaisisha, Ein Kiddushin Tevsin in an Achaisisha, so too Ein Kiddushin Tevsin in any Erev of Chayve Krisos. So again, Tesis explains that our Gemara asks, Minani Mili, is only according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua who holds a Mamzer Elamei Chayve Misas Beistin. Rashi, on the other hand, argues on Tesis, and Rashi explains that our Gemara's Kasha is not only like the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, but rather our Gemara's Kasha is even like the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni, who is a Tana of our Mishnah. Even according to Shimon HaTimoni, who holds the Yesh Mamzeiras Mechaive Krisos, still according to Shimon HaTimoni, one needs a Makar that ain't Kiddushin Tevs Mechaive Krisos. In other words, just because there is Mamzeiras that itself is not a Hechrich, that ain't Kiddushin Tevsin. Tesis on the other hand argues in Rashi, and Tesis understands that Mamzeiras itself is a Hechrich, that ain't Kiddushin Tevsin. As we mentioned before, Tesis brings the following raya, that Mamzeiras is a hechrich that ain't Kiddushin Tevsin. Tesis brings a raya from that the Gemara says, that according to Bekiva, ain't Kiddushin Tevsin Mechavi Lavin. What is the Gemara's Makar, that according to Bekiva, ain't Kiddushin Tevsin Mechavi Lavin? Tesis explains that the Gemara's Makar is from that Bekiva says, that Yesh Mamzeiras Mechavi Lavin. From that, Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh Mamzeiras Mechaive Lavin, and from there, the Gemara proves that Ein Kiddushin Tevsin Mechaive Lavin. From that Gemara, Tesis proves that Mamzeiras is a Hechrech to Ein Kiddushin Tevsin. Now, according to Rashi, who understands that Mamzeiras is not a Hechrech to Ein Kiddushin Tevsin, one has to explain, according to Rashi, what was the Gemara's Makar that according to Rabbi Kiva, Ein Kiddushin Tevsin Mechaive Lavin. From that, Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh Mamzeiras Mechaive Lavin, okay, one cannot prove that according to Rabbi Kiva, Ein Kiddushin Tevsin Mechaive Lavin. So before we are Miyashiv the Shita of Rashi, as far as how to explain the Hechrich of the Gemara that according to Rabbi Kiva, Ein Kiddushin Tevsin Mechaive Lavin, first I would like to talk about the Shita of Tesis. That Tesis says, that Mamzeiras is a Hechrich to Ein Kiddushin Tevsin, Vachira, one can explain the Hechrich in one of two ways. Either one can explain the Hechrich by saying that the reason behind the Mamzeres is that it ain't Kiddushin Teifsin. It is the fact that he was Boil and Isha in which ain't Kiddushin Teifsin, that itself is the reason for the Mamzeres. Or one can explain the Hechrich of Teisvis differently, that the Hechrich of Teisvis is not because we say that the reason behind the Mamzeres is the fact that ain't Kiddushin Teifsin, but rather, had Kiddushin been Teifis, one cannot possibly have had Mamzeres. In other words, one cannot possibly have Mamzeros in an Isha in which Kiddushin is Teifis. That we mentioned in our first Sad, that one can explain the Hechach of Teisis by saying that the reason behind the Mamzeros is a fact that ain't Kiddushin Teifsin, and it is because he was Baal in Isha in which ain't Kiddushin Teifsin, that itself is the reason behind the Mamzeros, so to Lechira's Mashma in our Gemara. Our Gemara brings down the following braisa that Tanya Reb Simoy Oimer min HaKol Hoyer Rekiva Isa Mamzer Chutz Me'almano HaKoyen Gadol Shere Matira Lo'yichal Chivuin Oisa Vein Oisa Mamzerim. From there the Gemara proves that according to Rekiva, Kiddushin is Teifes by Almano HaKoyen Gadol. From that our Gemara proves that Kiddushin is Teifes by Almano HaKoyen Gadol. Because had Kiddushin not been Teifes by Almano HaKoyen Gadol, we would say that Almano HaKoyen Gadol Mamzerin who I say. From there, Lechir one clearly sees that in Kiddushin Teifsin itself is the reason behind Mamzeros. And therefore, if Almano HaKoyen Gadol we say Chivuun who I say vein Oisa Mamzeros, from there it is Mukhrach that Kiddushin is Teifes by Almano HaKoyen Gadol. And so to Lechir one sees in the Gemara Yuvam Estaf from Daud on the base. In the Gemara Yuvam Estaf from Daud on the base, we find the Rabbi Barachana Omer Abichnan says the following halacha: Hakom Meidim be'eved va'akom haba basisal shavan mamzer. The Gemara explains Man Hakom Meidim Shimon Atimoni. The Alpha gav the Omer Shimon Atimoni in mamzer mechavi laven hani miu mechavi laven the tavsi bu kiddushin. Avohacha akom be'eved kivan doi tavsi bu kiddushin kechayve krisos tami. From that, the Rabbi Barachana Omer Abichnan says that according to Shimon Atimoni, Akum ve'ever haba basiso hava mamzer, based on that ein kiddushin teifsin by akum ve'ever, from there Lechir one sees that ein kiddushin teifsin itself is the reason behind mamzeros. And for that reason, even though according to Shimon HaTimoni, ein mamzer ela mechai v'krisos, but that Shimon HaTimoni holds ein mamzer ela mechai v'krisos, is only because ein kiddushin teifsin mechai v'krisos. And therefore, by Akum Ve'ever, even though Akum Ve'ever are not Chayvei Krisos, but since Ein Kiddushin Teifsin by Akum Ve'ever, for that reason we will say that Akum Ve'ever Haba Basisal, the Vlad is also a Mamzer. Since the basis of Mamzeres by Chayvei Krisos is based on the Ein Kiddushin Teifsin by Chayvei Krisos. And so too, as Rabbi Chanan proves in Kevitzaris and Simon Amid Hei, Vilchir is Mavur in the Gemara and Tmur and Afhei Amid Aleph. The Gemara in Tmura asks, by Almano HaKoyen Gadol would say Ovid loy mehani. And therefore, by Almano HaKoyen Gadol, we should say that Ein Kiddushin Teifsin based on the rule of Koma Dam Rachmano Yisavid Ovid loy mehani. The Gemara answers by saying Koikra de Einoi Oisa Mamzeros, which is similar to the raya that our Gemara brings in our Sugya, that according to Rekiva, Kiddushin is Teifsin by Almano HaKoyen Gadol. And so too the Gemara proves in Tmura from that halacha by Almano HaKoyen Gadol is that we say that Chivuin who Aisa vein Aisa Mamzeres, from there it is Mukhrach, that we do not say Ovid Oy Mahani. Had we said Ovid Oy Mahani, then Almano HaKoyen Gadol would be Aisa Mamzeres. So again, Lechir from the Gemara and Tmura one sees that Ein Kiddushin Teifsin itself is the reason behind the Mamzeres. And therefore, Lechir one can explain the Hechrich of Teisus, that Teisus says that the Mamzeres of Chayvei Krisos is a Hechrich to Ein Kiddushin Teifsin, is because it is the Ein Kiddushin Teifsin which is the reason behind the Mamzeros. And therefore, if there is Mamzeros, it is Mukhrach that Ein Kiddushin Teifsin. And so to Lechir is Mavur and Rashi. Rashi explains that we find in our Gemara. Our Gemara asks the following kasha mechti iko akusha unida, v'iko akusha achisisha. We can makesh korayis kuon achisisha, we can makesh korayis kuon unida. My chazis to makshir suhu achisisha, akshu unida. Agmar answers by saying kuva v'chumer v'chumer makshinon. And therefore we are makesh korayis kuon achisisha. Rashi and Tesis are bothered by the following kash, what is pshat, and that our Gemara says, that based on the rule, of Kula v'chumer l'chumer makshinim. For that reason, we are makish kareis kun l'achis isha. Why is that? That ain't kedushin teivsem chayve krisos considered a chumra? As Taisus asks, ad rabba chumra leimer the tafsi ba kedushin l'asra alma. Rashi answers the kasha by saying that the reason why it is considered a chumra, that ain't kedushin teivsem, is because hamamzeros tuin b'kedushin the chomi she'ino olav kedushin havan mamzer. So again, from Rashi, one clearly sees that it is the ein kedushin teifsim which is the reason behind the mamzeros. That Rashi argues before and understands that mamzeros is not a hechrich to ein kedushin teifsim is because Rashi understands one can have mamzeros without ein kedushin teifsim. Just ein kedushin teifsim is mechayev mamzeros. Tais on the other hand argues, and Tais understands that mamzeros is dependent upon that we say ein kiddushin teifsin, and there is no mamzeros without that ein kiddushin teifsin. But now, one has to understand both according to the shita of Rashi and the shita of Taisus, if we are to say that ein kiddushin teifsin itself is mechayev mamzeros. What is pshat in the shita of Rabbi Yeshua? In Rabbi Yeshua, one clearly sees that ein kiddushin teifsin is not mechayev mamzeros. Since Rabbi Yeshua holds a mamzeros el mechayve misa space, then even though Rabbi Yeshua agrees that as far as kedushin teifsin, we will say that kedushin is not teifes in chayve krisos. So l'chayrat v'miyash of that we find in Rashi. The Rashi says she mamzeros tuin b'kedushin the kol mi she'ino olav kedushin havan mamzer. L'chayrat one k'miyash based on that we find in the Asher Shiakev in Yevames and Daf Mem Hei. The Asher Shakev explains that we find that Rashi continues to say the Alfinuah me'ayishesav biyavomets me'ayishesav loytavs be'kedushin v'avan mamzer av kol sheino of kedushin avan mamzer. We find the Marsha asks the following to me on Rashi: what is pshat that Rashi says that the makar shemamzeres tuin be'kedushin the komi sheino of kedushin avan mamzer is based on the alfusef me'ayishesav? Hocher the makar mamzeres bechay v'krisos is as Rashi explains before, and Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes, based on the pasuk "Vaygala knafave v'samach leyavim mamzer b'kal Hashem," which is referring to Eishes Achi Aviv, which is Chayve Krisos. That is the kasha that the Marsha asks on our Rashi. To answer the Marsha's kasha, the Asher Shakev explains Rashi as follows, as we find in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down the following kasha. Rabbi Yeshua asks on the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni. Rabbi Yeshua asks on the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni. V'yikach de kosav rachmona lomali. If you are to say that ish mamzer mechayv ekrisos, why did the Torah write V'yikach ishes ishes aviv? V'yikach ishes ishes aviv is chayv emisais. For that reason, Rabbi Yeshua proves from that the Torah wrote V'yikach ishes ishes aviv, from there it is muchach, that a mamzer ela mechayv emisas based in. Now, here one has to understand, what does Shimon HaTimoni do with the kasha of Rabbi Yeshua? For that reason, the Asher Shakev goes on to say, the Rashi explains in our sugya, that according to Shimon HaTimoni from the pasuk of Oyikach Ishes Eishes Aviv, we were now the Alfusa, Shemamzeros Tuyin Bekidushin. In other words, there are two separate Yalfusas as far as mamzeros is concerned. First of all, there is the Alfusa, and then there is another Yalfusa Voyikach Ish as Eishes Aviv, that from there we learn out Shemamzeros Tuyin Bekidushin. And that we find that the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Hei explains that according to Shimon HaTimoni, Akum Ve'ever Haba Basisol Hava Mamzer, based on that Ein Kidushin Tevsen by Akum Ve'eved, is based on the second Yalfusa, Shemamzeros Tuyin Bekidushin. As far as the first Yalfusa, Voyegala Knaf Aviv, that Yalfusa will not be Mechayev that by Akum Ve'eved Haba Basisol the Vado be a Mamzer. Since as far as that Yalfusa is concerned, only Chayve Krisas will make Mamzeros. Eat Fisas Kidushin will not make Mamzeros. Only based on the second Yalfusa will we say that Eat Fisas Kiddushin will make Mamzeros. And for that reason, the Gemara Yevama says, Ma Eishes Avdoi Tafsi Kiddushin. Of course, I know of Kiddushin of Mamzer, since that Yalfusa is Yalfusa from Eishes Av. Based on this Pshat of the Asher Shakev, it is Pashat, that Rashi says, Shemamzeros Tuyin Bekiddushin is only according to the Sheet of Shimon HaTimoni. According to Bishua, on the other hand, there is no such halacha, Shemamzeros Tuyin Bekiddushin. Since according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no makar to be mechadesh ha'mamzeiros tuim b'kiddushin. Only according to Shimon HaTimoni do we have what Yikach to teach us that chiddush sh'mamzeiros tuim b'kiddushin. Based on this yisoid, one can answer the following kasha. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following memra of Abaye. Amar Abaye ha'komeidim b'ba al anida v'asoita she'na v'mamzer. Our Gemara asks, what is pshat by nida e'na v'mamzer? Why don't we say that nida is included in the hokshu karayas kuam adadi? And therefore, by nida we should say that ein kiddushin tevsin in anida, and so to the v'lad should be a mamzer by anida. Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying, "Amar Chizki, Amar Kro, Sehi Nidasa Olav Afil B'Shas Nidasa Tehei Ba'avaya." And kiddushin is teifes nida. And for that reason, Abaye says, "Akomaidim beba al anida shein avan mamzer." In the Tesefta, on the other end, in the end of the sixth parak in Yevamos, we find that the Tesefta asks, according to Shimon HaTimoni, ben nida to have a mamzer. The Tesefta answers that the reason why by nida, according to Shimon HaTimoni, the vada is not a mamzer, is because the iser is not an iser of sher basar. The iser is not an iser that is based on korva. And for that reason, according to Shimon HaTimoni, the vada will not be a mamzer from a nida. Well, the reason that the Tesefta gives is different than the reason that our Gemara gives. Our Gemara explains that the reason why the vada is not a mamzer by bala on nida is because kiddushin is teifes in a nida. And so too, one can ask a similar kasha on that we find in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem and Aleph, that the Gemara explains pshat in the shita, the mandarma that is chilk and rabba barbar chana amar beichanan, and says that according to Shimon HaTimoni, akum ve'eved haba bas Yisrael, the vad is kosher. We do not say the vad is a mamzer. The Gemara explains is based on that we say that since akum ve'eved is not an ervan, is not chayvei krisus, for that reason the vad is not a mamzer. On the other hand, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Beis explains that the reason why Akum ve'eved haba bas Yisrael is not a mamzer is because we say that we cannot wear an alpha meshesav, since my eshesav doi tafsi ba kiddushin udidei avo tafsi ba kiddushin lachrini. And for that reason, eshesav is a mamzer. On the other hand, Akum ve'eved doi tafsi kiddushin loy udidei v'loy lachrini. For that reason, Akum ve'eved the vada is not a mamzer. So L'chayu, one sees a seeming stira in the Gemara as far as how to explain the shita of the mandamer who holds that Akum ve'eved haba bas Yisrael, the vada is not a mamzer. So to answer these two kashas, L'chayu, one can answer these two kashas based on the yisoid of the Ashrash Yaakov, that there are two different makiris for mamzeros. There is the makar of Oedala Kanaf Aviv, which teaches us that yish mamzer mechai v'krisos, and then there is a second makar of Oikach Eshes Eshes Aviv, which teaches us that Mamzeros is Tuya in Tfisas Kiddushin. And Tfisas Kiddushin is the reason behind Mamzeros. And for that reason, when we come to explain the Sheet of Abaye, that Abaye says, Akomaidim, the Ba'a Nida Sheinava Mamzer, we have to explain the reason why Einavan Mamzer by Ba'a Nida, that the Vada is not a Mamzer based on the Pasuk of Oyigala, and the Vada is not a Mamzer based on the Pasuk of Oikach. That our Gemara says, that since Anida is Tafsi Kiddushin, for that reason, Baal Anida is not a Mamzer, our Gemara is only answering the reason why the Vada is not a Mamzer based on the Pasuk of Oikach. Since based on the Pasuk of Oikach, Mamzeros and Tfisas Kiddushin is Toli Zabezeh, and the Tfisas Kiddushin is the reason behind Mamzeros, for that reason we will say that since by Baal Anida, Anida is an Isha to Tafsi Ba Kiddushin, based on the Pasuk of Usini Das Olav, for that reason, Baal Anida the Vlad will not be a Mamzer. But that is only as far as the Pasuk of Oyikach is concerned. What happened to the Pasuk of Oyigala that from there we learn out the Yish Mamzer Mechai Vekrisos? For that reason, the Tesefta has to explain that the reason why Baal Anida the Vlad is not a Mamzer is because the Pasuk of Oyigala is only referring to Chai Vekrisos, to Yisurim of Sher Basar, to Yisurim of Korva. Since such Yisurim are considered Arayas. On the other hand, Nida, which is not an Isra of Sher Basar, for that reason, Nida is not included in the Pasuk of Oyigala. And for that reason, one needs both Taimim. Both the Tam of our Gemara, that Nida is Tafsi Kiddushin, and the Tam of the Tesefta, that Nida is not an Isra of Sher Basar. And so to L'chay, one can answer the seeming stira in the Gemara in Yevamos. That the Gemara in Yevamos needs two reasons to explain pshat in the shita who holds that Akum ve'eved haba bas Yisrael, the vada is not a mamzer, is because again we have to take care of both the Alfusas, both the Alfusa Voyikach and the Alfusa Voyigala. As far as the Alfusa Voyigala is concerned, for that reason the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem and Aleph explains that Akum Ve'eved is not included in the Alfusa Voyigala, since Akum Ve'eved is not an erva, not Chayvei Krisos. On the other hand, the Gemara of Abbas is explaining what happened to the Alfusa Voyikach. From the Alfusa Voyikach, we shorn out that since Akum Ve'eved is Oitavsi Vakidushim, for that reason the Vlad should be a Mamzer. For that reason, the Gemara says we cannot learn out from the Alfusa Voyikach, since by Voyikach it is Oitavsi Kidushim the day, but still is Tavsi Kidushim Achrini. Akum Ve'eved, on the other hand, is Oitavsi Kidushim Loyudi day, Veloyla Achrini. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos. And so too one can explain b'shitas ha-teisvis. That ha-teisvis understands that mamzeros is dependent upon e-tfisas kiddushin, and mamzeros is a hechrich to that that ain't kiddushin teifsin, and both according to Shimon HaTimoni and according to Rikiva, mamzeros is a hechrich to ain't kiddushin teifsin, that is only based on the Pasuk of Oyikach, and based on the Alfusa from Oyikach, that is where we learn out that Mamzeros is dependent upon E-Tfisas Kiddushin. Now let us go back to that we asked before in the Shita of Rashi. According to the Shita of Rashi, the Rashi understands that Mamzeros is not a Hechrich to Ein Kiddushin Tefsin. What is Pshat in that we find in the Gemara says that the Shita Rikiva is that Ein Kiddushin Tefsin B'chavi Lavin. What is the makar of the Gemara that according to Bikiva in Kiddushin Teifs and Mechavi Lavin? Well, chira, the whole makar of the Gemara is from that. The Bikiva says, Ish Mamzer Mechavi Lavin. So to Miyasha, the Shita of Rashi, one can answer Rashi as follows. That there is a fundamental difference between the Bikiva and the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni. In the Biskirav and Hochas, Yibam V'chalitza, we find that the Biskirav says the following Chiddush. That even according to the Shita of Rikiva, that Ish Mamzer Mechavi Lavin, but still an Isha that is Asura be'Isser Lav is not considered an Erva. Only an Isser Mechavi Krisos is considered an Erva. Based on this, one can explain Rashi as follows. The Rashi explains the Hechrich of the Gemara that according to Rikiva, Ein Kiddushin Teifsin Mechavi Lavin, is because according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds Ish Mamzer Mechayvei Lavin, even though an Isha that is Asura B'Surav is not considered an Erva, the Mamzeros is only dependent upon that Ein Kiddushin Teifsin Mechayvei Lavin. If not for that Ein Kiddushin Teifsin Mechayvei Lavin, the Vlad would not have been a Mamzer. By Chayvei Krisus, on the other hand, that the Isha is considered an Erva, for that reason Mamzeros is not necessarily dependent upon E-Tfisas Kiddushin. Even if not for the fact that in Kiddushin Teifsin Mechayvei Krisos, there will be a mockim to say that Yesh Mamzeros Mechayvei Krisos, since an Isha that is Asura B'Sei Krisos is considered an Erva. And for that reason, Rashi understands that Mechayvei Krisos there is no Hechrich from Mamzeros that in Kiddushin Teifsin Mechayvei Krisos. Only by Chayvei Lavin do we say that Mamzeros is a Hechrich that in Kiddushin Teifsin Mechayvei Lavin. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Shita of Rashi. Based on this Chiddush of the Biskirov, one can answer the Kasha that we started off with in the beginning of this year. What is Pshat in the Hechrich of our Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos to explain that our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni, that a Mamzer Ela Mechayvei Krisos are not from Chayvei Lavin like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Based on the Biskirov, one can explain that the Hechrich is from that the Mishnah says, that which Noshim are included in the Klal, of Kol Shiyeshay Olav Kiddushin Vein Alcherem Kiddushin Avam Mamzer Zabal Achas Mikol Arayish Shabbataya. Arayish is only referring to Chayvei Krisos and not to Chayvei Lavin, since Chayvei Lavin is not included in Arayish. And for that reason, our Gemara and so too is Mefurash and Rashi and Tosfos explain that our Gemara is only going according to the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni, who holds that a Mamzer Mechayvei Lavin and a Mamzer Ela Mechayvei Krisos. Now that we mentioned before, that Mamzeros is dependent upon E-Tfisas Kiddushin, as we find of Ochanan says, that the Shaila of Mamzeros is dependent upon E-Tfisas Kiddushin, L'chira is telling the Machlokes that we find in the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem He, if an Akum Ve'eved Haba Bas Yisrael is a Vlad of Mamzer or not. According to the Mandomer, who says that the Vat is a Mamzer, based on that we say Ma'esh Asav Doi Tavsi Kiddushin, Av Kol Doi Tavsi Kiddushin, Vachira one clearly sees, as we mentioned before, that Mamzerus is dependent upon E Tfisas Kiddushin, and Mamzerus is not dependent upon a Bia of Arayas. On the other hand, according to Mandomer, who is Machsher the Vlad by an Eved Va'akum Habal Bas Yisrael, and understands that the Vat is not a Mamzer, as the Gemara explains, that we can now learn now from Eish Esav, since we will say Ma'esh Esav, the Tafsi Ba Kiddushin Wachrini. On the other hand, Akum Ve'eved is a Tafsi Ba Kiddushin Wachrini, which as the Rashba explains to mean, that from that we find that by an Akum is a Tafsi Ba Kiddushin, Loi Ludidei Loi Wachrini, from there one sees that the Eat Fisas Kiddushin has nothing to do with the Isser. But rather the Eat Fisas Kiddushin is because Akum Ve'eved are Lav B'nei Kiddushin Ninu. Afiu Heichadu Leike Yisura. For example, by an Eved B'Shivcha V'Nochri B'Nochris. And since the Eat Fisas Kiddushin has nothing to do with Isser, for that reason the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So Ocheri according to Mandomer, who is Machshir the Vlad by Akum Ve'eved Abob As Yisrael one sees, that Eat Fisas Kiddushin by itself is not a reason to make the Vlad into a Mamzer. But now one has to know, according to Mandamar, who is Machshir by Akum Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael, do we say that Mamzerus is completely dependent upon the Isser, and is completely dependent upon the Bia of Arayas, and is not dependent upon Eat Fisas Kiddushin at all? Or do we say that only such an Eat Fisas Kiddushin that comes about because of the fact that the Ish has an Erva is a reason why the Vlad should be a Mamzer? But again, even according to Mandamar, who is Machshir by Akum Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael, that we are Machshir by Akum Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael is only because the Eat Fisas Kiddushin by Akum Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael has nothing to do with the Isser. But by a regular Erva, it is the Eat Fisas Kiddushin Machmas, the fact that she is an Erva, which is the reason behind the Mamzeros. In other words, everyone agrees that it is the Eat Fisas Kiddushin, which is the Goyim to Mamzeros. Just the machlokes between the two mandamrim is if we say that any itfisas kiddushin is enough to create a mamzeros, or do we say that only an itfisas kiddushin, which the basis of itfisas kiddushin is based on the erva, that itfisas kiddushin will create a mamzeros, and only such an itfisas kiddushin will create a mamzeros. As Rabbi Chanan in Kavitzaris and Simon Lamed Zayin, and Rabbi Reuven in Yevamos and Simon Chav Gimel prove, even according to the Mandamar, who is Machshir by Akum Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael, he also understands that it is the Eat Fisas Kiddushin which is the reason behind the Mamzeros. Just one needs an Eat Fisas Kiddushin Machmas Erva. As Abba Chanan and Reuven prove from that we find in the Gemara in Yevamos Nandaf Mem Hei Mabes, that the Gemara says that according to the Mandamar, who is Machshir by Akum Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael, that Mandamar is Machshir even by Akum Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael, which is an Eishas Ish. Even though by an Eishas Ish, one has the Erva of Eishas Ish, but still the Eat Fisas Kiddushin by Akum Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael, who is an Eishas Ish, is not because she is an Eishas Ish, but rather it is because an Akum Ve'eved are La B'nei Kiddushin Inu, and therefore does not consider that the Eat Fisas Kiddushin is because of the Chaymer Varayis. And so to Reuven proves from Tesis, Nivomis, and Afmem Tesim Abes. But now one has to understand, if we say that according to Mandamar, who is Machshir by Akum Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael, it is not a regular Yitfisas Kiddushin which created Mamzeros, but rather one needs an Yitfisas Kiddushin Machmas Erva in order for us to say that such an Yitfisas Kiddushin creates Mamzeros. If someone has to understand Pshat and the Gemara and Tmura that we mentioned before, that the Gemara and Tmura says that if we would say by Manu HaKohen Gadol, I Avid Oy Mahani, then the Vlad will be a Mamzer. And from that we say, by Mono Kohen Gadol Chilulin Hu Oisa Ve'Noisa Mamzeros, from there one sees that we do not say Yavadoi Mahani. B'chaira, even if we were to say Yavadoi Mahani, but still the Tfisas Kiddushin has nothing to do with the Chaymer HaEsser, but rather the Tfisas Kiddushin is the regular halacha of that we say, Koma Dam Rachman Oisaved Yavadoi Mahani. So to answer this kasha, we find Rabbi Chanan in Simon Lamed Hei, and so to Rabbi Reuven brings down in Simon Chav Gimel. Answer based on that we find in Rebbe Kiveger in Chuvas and Simon Kov Chav Tes. The Rebbe Kiveger explains that we say Kom Adam Rachman Oisav Adi Yavad Oy Mahani is because we explain each pasuk to mean when the Pasuk says you are not allowed to do something, the Pasuk is saying, and therefore each Isser has its own separate din of Yavid Loi Mahani. And therefore, how do we explain the Pasuk by Mono HaKohen Gadol to mean that that we will say by Mono HaKohen Gadol is because of the Chomer HaIsser by Mono HaKohen Gadol? And for that reason, such an Itfisas Kiddushin, which is because of the Chomer HaIsser, would be a reason for us to say that the Vlad should be a Mamzer. That is how Rabbi Chanan answers the Kasha and explains Pshat in the Gemara and Tmura. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following memra of Abaye. Amar Abaye ha-komeidim beba al-anida va-asaita shein avan mamzer. Our Gemara explains that the reason why we say that ba al-anida ein avan mamzer is based on that the Pasuk says, Osehi nidasa olav afiu b'shas nidasa tehei ba avaya. Now to explain that Abaye says, ha-komeidim beba al-asaita shein avan mamzer, we find the Rashi explains that the reason why Yain Avon Mams is because we say Shreyadayin Kiddushin Oim Dimba. Tesis is Medayik the following Diyak in Rashi. Tesis is Medayik Mashma Mitoich Loshna Kuntras. Shine Meidel Besaita Shoyotsa Mitachas Baila, the Hochi Mashma Lishna. Shreyadayin Kiddushin Tapes Mokwimer Hakiddushin Shineskacha Bahen Kvar. Avo Machser Saitosai. Quimer Shagir Sheva Chazar Vekinsa Le Mairi, the Beholy Maidir Bekiva, the Vade Avon Mamzer. In other words, Tesis is Medayik in Rashi, that how we say Akomedim Bebal Asaita Shein Avon Mamzer is only referring to as long as the Baal remains married to his wife who is a Saita. But if the Baal was Megarish, his wife was a Saita, now he is coming to Machser Saitase, as far as such a case, Abaye did not say Akomedim Bebal Asaita Shinava Mamzer, but rather in such a case the Vlad will be a Mamzer. Since then the Kiddushin are not Tefes. Tesis asks the following Kashan Rashi, Vakasha de Bapera Kishmataris Mashma Behedya, Dafil Machzer Saitase Shainavan Mamzer. For that reason, Tesis goes on to say, Vakache Marie Diadina Besaita de Tasiba Kiddushin Afbe Machzer Saitase Veinavan Mamzer. In other words, Tesis explains that Rabbi says, Hakomeidim Bebal Asaita Shinava Mamzer, is because we have a mashmos from the Pasuk that even as far as Machzer Saitase is concerned, Kiddushin will be Tefes. And for that reason, Hakomeidim Bebal Asaita, even by Machzer Saitase Shinava Mamzer. So again, from Tesis' Diyak in Rashi, it comes out that Rabbi says, Akomeidim Bebal Asaita Shainava Mamzer is only referring to as long as the Baal remains married to his wife who is a Saita, but not to a case of Machzer Saitase. On the other hand, the Re argues, and the Re explains that Rabbi is even referring to a case of Machzer Saitase, and even by Machzer Saitase we will say Shainava Mamzer based on that we have arrived from the Pasuk, that by Machzer Saitase Kiddushin is Tefes. Tesis goes on to bring the following Pshat, as far as how to explain that even according to Rashi, Hakomeidim Bebal Asaita can even be referring to a case of Machzer Saitase. Tesis brings down Moshem Reb Shem Medaryovish de Shiasha Pirish HaKontras. De Kivan de Chosman de la Gersha lo yehe avan mamzer ein weimer de Mishem Shagirsha yehi itzer neisaf de magri yusa yeshba achar hagerishan yeser mof nea gerishan. The kivon the svara have a loymer do achar gerushin nami ein avan mamzer hachi nami iko amemer de tav siba kiddushin de ha beha talia milsa. So again, we have a machlokes between the Baalei Tesis as far as how to understand the shita of Rashi. Is Rashi only referring to as long as the Baal remains married to his wife who is a seita, and only then do we say ein avan mamzer? Or do we say that from that Shinavan Mamzer, as long as the Baal remains married to his wife was a Saita, from there one can prove that even by Machzer Saitase ein Avan Mamzer? Now to explain the basis of this Machlekes as far as how to understand the Shita of Rashi, Vachira, this Machlekes is dependent upon a fundamental Shaila as far as how to understand what creates Mamzeros. The Re understands that what creates Mamzeros is the Eat Fisas Kiddushin. And therefore, even though, as long as the Baal remains married to his wife who is a Saita, the Vlad will not be a Mamzer, but still by Machzer Saitase, then now we have an E Tfisas Kiddushin, Now, because we have an e-tfisas kiddushin, the vat will be a mamzer. And for that reason, one cannot prove from that the vat is not a mamzer as long as the bow remains married to his wife as a saita, to a case of machzer saitasei, since now we have a situation of e-tfisas kiddushin. On the other hand, Reb Shlomo Midaryavish argues, and Reb Shlomo Midaryavish understands that what creates mamzerus is not the e-tfisas kiddushin, but rather what creates mamzerus is the erva. And for that reason, Reb Shlomo Midaryavish explains that if we are to say that as long as the baal remains married to his wife who is a saita, the vat is not a mamzer, from there one sees that the erva of saita cannot create mamzerus. And if the erva of saita cannot create mamzerus, there is no reason for us to say that the erva of saita should be able to create mamzerus by machzer saitasei, as Reb Shlomo Midaryavish explains, my iser nitaisaf ba. And since it is the iser and the teiras erva which creates mamzerus, for that reason, even by machzer saitasei, the vlad will not be a mamzer. But now one has to understand, according to the shita of Reb Shlomo Midaryavish, that it is not the leitafsi which creates mamzerus, but rather it is the iser and the teiras erva which creates mamzerus. What is pshat in that? Reb Shlomo Midaryavish understands that based on that we say adayin kiddushin imdimba, that the vlad is not a mamzer. Why is that adayin kiddushin imdimba a reason that the vlad should not be a mamzer? Ochir mamzerus is not dependent upon tfisas kiddushin, but rather mamzerus is dependent upon the teiras erva and iser, and it is the erva and iser which creates mamzerus. And therefore, just because adayin kiddushin imdimba, still we should say that the vlad should be able to be a mamzer. So from Reb Shlomo Midaryavish, one sees that Reb Shlomo Midaryavish understands that even though it is not the e-tfisas kiddushin which creates mamzerus, but still, kiddushin tefsin is a stira to mamzerus. One cannot have kiddushin tefsin and still have that the erva should be able to create mamzerus. And therefore, from that adayin kiddushin imdimba, the iser and erva of saita cannot possibly create mamzerus. That we find, the Reb Shlomo Midaryavish explains that based on that by machzer saitasei the vlad is not a mamzer, so too by machzer saitasei we will say that kiddushin tefsin ba. As the Reb Shlomo Midaryavish explains, the ha ba ha talya milsa, the Reb Shlomo Midaryavish does not mean to say that ha ba ha talya milsa, that it is the e-tfisas kiddushin which creates mamzerus, but rather Reb Shlomo Midaryavish explains that it is the same erva and the same iser which creates mamzerus as what stops tfisas kiddushin. And therefore, if the iser and erva of saita does not create mamzerus, so too the iser and the erva of saita will not stand in the way of kiddushin. And for that reason, by machzer saitase, kiddushin will be tefes in a saita. In Tesis Nivamis Nafram Tesim Abbas, we find that Tesis Nivamis explains Pshad and Rashi and Arsugya differently. Tesis Nivamis explains that the Rashi says that the makor of Abaye that are komoidim bebal asaita shenavad mamzer is from that shadayin kiddushin imdimba. Rashi means to say that from that shadayin kiddushin imdimba, one sees that kiddushin can be teifes in a saita, and even by machzer saitasei, kiddushin will be teifes in a machzer saitasei. Had kiddushin not been teifes in a machzer saitasei, then so too we would have said that if someone was Makadish and Isha and then she became a Saita, the Kiddushin will be Paka. And therefore one can prove from that the Kiddushin is not Paka, that so too one can Makadish a Saita. And by Machzer Saitase, Kiddushin will be Tefes, and for that reason the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Tesis Nivamis asks the following Tmiya on Rashi. If one can prove from that Kiddushin are not Paki, that so too kiddushin can be teifes, what is pshat in that our gemara needs a makor, that kiddushin can be teifes in a nida, what is proof from that the kiddushin are not paki when an isha becomes a nida, that so too kiddushin can be teifes in a nida. That is the kasha that Tesis asks on the shita of Rashi. And so too we find the Kvigur asks another kasha on the shita of Rashi. If we are to say that any time the Isha becomes an Isha doitafsi ba kiddushin, so to a pre-existing kiddushin will be paka, what is pshat in that we find in the Gemara Nivamas on the Fine Testament base, that if someone was Makadish an Isha and then he became a Ptsuadaka, still the kiddushin are not paki, which is even according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, who holds that a Ptzudaka was Makadish and Isha Ein Kiddushav Kiddushin. So clear from the Gemara in Yevamos and the Fine Testament base, one clearly sees that even though he became a Ptzudaka, who cannot be Makadish and Isha, but still as far as a pre-existing Kiddushin will remain. So to answer Tosfos and Ibkvegir's Kasha and Rashi, we find in the Achronim the following Mahalach. The Achronim explained that we find Beshitas Rashi, that one can prove from that Kiddushin or Lepaki, that so too Kiddushin will be Tosfos in such an Isha, that is only as far as an Isha was considered an Erva. As far as an Isha was considered an Erva, then one can say that had the Isha been considered an Erva, the Tafsiba Kiddushin, so too pre-existing Kiddushin will be Paki. Since had the Isha been considered an Erva, the Tafsiba Kiddushin, then the Isha is an Isha in which one cannot have a Kiddushin. An Erva is such an Isha who cannot have the relationship of Ishos. On the other hand, if one has a Tafsi, which is not based on the fact that the Isha is such an Isha, in which one cannot have a relationship of Ishos, but rather it is just because of the Isser Bia that does not allow for an Ishos, such an Isser only stands in the way of a Chalais Kiddushin being Chal. But as far as a pre-existing Kiddushin is concerned, once the Kiddushin was Chal, and then one has an Isser Bia, such an Isser Bia will not be Mafkia pre-existing Kiddushin. And therefore, as far as Nida is concerned, that a Nida is not considered an Erva, as we find by Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar and Siman Pei and Sotz, we find in the Brisker Rav and Hochas Ibam V'Chalitza. For that reason, the Isra of Nidos will not be Mafkia pre-existing Kiddushin, and for that reason one cannot prove from that the Isra Nidos is not Mafkia pre-existing Kiddushin, that Sotz Kiddushin can be Tefes in a Nida. And therefore one needs a special Pasuk to Mechadish that Kiddushin can be Tefes in a Nida. And so too as far as the Kasha of Rabbi Kivager. From that we find in the Gemara in Yevamos that even if the Baal became Tzuladaka after Kiddushin, still the Kiddushin is not Paki, and the Isha remains Mekudeshes, that is only because the Isha did not become an Erva doi Tafsiba Kiddushin. The Isha did not become an Erva, in which one cannot have a relationship of Kiddushin. That a Baal was a Ptzudaka cannot be Mekadesh and Isha according to the Sheet of Rabbi Kiva is only because we will say that based on the Isser Bia that the Ptzudaka has to be Boyo, it is the Isser Bia that stands in the way of a Chalois Kiddushin being Chal. But such an Isser Bia cannot possibly be Mafkia a pre-existing Kiddushin. That is a Chaya, how one can be Yashiv, Tosfos and Ibkveger's Kasha on the Shita of Rashi. Now, based on that we mentioned before, that there is a fundamental difference between the Mamzeros of Rabbi Akiva and the Mamzeros of Shimon HaTimoni, Bukhara one can explain Rashi with a different Mahalach. That Rashi explains Akomedim Bebaal Asaita Shena Van Mamzer, which Rashi explains to mean based on that we say, Shreyadayin Kiddushin Imdimba. Rashi means to say that since Hadayin Kiddushin Imdimba, for that reason, even by Machzer Seitasi, the Vlad will not be a Mamzer, because a Seita is an Isha in which one can have a Kiddushin. And for that reason, we do not consider a Seita as an Isha, the Leitafsi of a Kiddushin, in order for us to say that such a Leitafsi will create Mamzeros. But that is only as far as the Sheet of Rabbi Kiva, who holds that Yesh Mamzeros Mechai Ve'lavin. Which, as we explained before, according to Bikiva, Mamzeros is based on Itfisas Kiddushin. Mamzeros is based on that we have an Isha in which one cannot have the relationship of Kiddushin. By Saita, one can have the relationship of Kiddushin, since Adayin Kiddushin Imdimba. That we find in our Gemara that one needs a Pasek by Nida. Timechadesh, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, based on that we say Osini Das Olav. And it was not enough for the Gemara just to say that from that Kiddushin is not Paki when an Isha becomes an Ida, and Adayin Kiddushin Imdimba that itself is a reason that the Vlad should not be a Mamzer, even if someone goes and marries an Ida, is because as far as that, Rabbi says, Akomeidim Beba al Anida Shenavan Mamzer, Rabbi is referring to the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni. That even according to Shimon HaTimoni, who is Isa Mamzeres Mechai Vekrisos, but still, Shimon HaTimoni agrees that Ba'a Anida Ein Avan Mamzer, according to Shimon HaTimani, cannot be explained based on that we say a dying kiddush na'im dema by anida. Since according to Shimon HaTimani, mamzeros is not necessarily dependent upon itvisas kiddushin, but rather mamzeros can be dependent upon the teyas erva. And for that reason, one has to prove that anida is not considered an erva. And for that reason, our Gemara needs a pasuk to mechadesh that kiddushin is teifes and anida to prove that anida is not considered an erva. Had anida been considered an erva, even though a dying kiddush na'im dimba, but still if someone we bow al anida, the vlad would be a mamzer, based on that anida is considered an erva. That is okay another way. I won't can explain pshat in the shita of Rashi in our sugya. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following drasha, ki yaseres bincha me'achorei, bincha ba mi'sveilas kari bincha, ve'im bincha ba min ha'ivedes ke'chavim kari bincha ela b'na. From here, Ravina proves that shma'amina ben bitcha haba min ha'ived ke'chavim kari bincha. Now, as far as the next step of the Gemara, we find two different kirsoyas in the Rishayinim. Rashi and Arsugyan, so too, Tesis, Nivamas, Argeris, as the girsa that we have in our Gemara. But our Gemara goes on to say, Neimak Savar Avina Eve Kechavim Ve'ever Haba Basiso Havan Mamzer. Our Gemara is Deicha by saying, Nehi Dekash Ve'ihave Mamzer Ve'ihave Pasol Mikri. Rashi explains that according to this Gersa, according to the Mandamar Akum Ve'ever Haba Basiso Havad Kosher, that we say Havad Kosher means to say that the Vlad is a Goy. Ve'im Nisgayer Yehe Mutter Lave Bekol. But before he is Niskayer, he is considered a Goy, and he is also Lavi B'kol. That he is Kasher is only La'achar Sh'Niskayer. And his Kasherus is based on that he is considered a Goy, and therefore he is not considered a Mamzer. Tosis Nivamas goes on to say, that Hada Aminan B'Perakesh B'char, that the Gemara says in B'chiris, Naf Memzayinim and Aleph, by Lavia Sh'Nisabram and Akum B'na Pater Mehesloim. The Gemara goes on to say, Leitemo mandamer ein mezaha min es havlad. El afu mandamer mezaha min levi pasol ikri. Tesis explains pshat in the Gemara in Bechiris that the mandamer who says ein mezaha min es havlad is the mandamer that says that akum ve'eved habal basisal havlan mamzer, which means to say that the vlad is not considered a goy. On the other hand, the mandamer who says mezaha min es havlad is the mandamer that says akum ve'ever haba basiso havlad kosher, which means that we are shadi le levlad basar akum. Now, here one has to understand pshat and tesis. If tesis understands that the Gemara in Bechiris says that there is a mandamer who says mezaha min es havlad, and even according to mandamer who says mezaha min es havlad, it's the levi pasul ikri. And that mandamer is the mandamer who holds akum ve'eved haba basisal havlad akum. How can such a vlad possibly be chayev b'chamesh soim? If the vlad is considered a regular goy, a goy is not chayev b'chamesh soim. So from the Gemara in Bechiras Lechayu one sees that according to the mandamer akum ve'eved haba basisal havlad kosher, which as Rashi and Tosfos explained to mean that the vlad is considered a goy, and his kashrus is achar sheyiskayer, that does not mean that he is considered a regular goy, but rather, as we find, the Rebbe Itzlo explains in his Sefer Zerchi Yitzchak and Siman Dalet and Siman Lamed, all that means to say is that as far as Kedushas Kol, he has a psul of Tumas Akum, which is meduyik in the Gemara in Bechiris, that the Gemara in Bechiris explains that the mandamer who says Akum ve'eved haba basiso avad kosher is the mandamer who says mezaha min es havlad. In other words, he has the zuam of a goy. But as far as all other dine Yisrael, he is considered a regular Yisrael. And for that reason, he will be chayv in chamer slayim, if not for that we say, that levi pasul ikri. That we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara says, that based on that we are shadi le basar akum, for that reason he is kasher la'achar shnisgayer, is only because we say that since he has the psul of Tumas Akum, for that reason he is missing in Kedushas Yisrael. And Mamzeros only applies to someone who has Kedushas Yisrael. This vlad is missing in Kedushas Yisrael. and for that reason he will not have a psalmam zeyos, and for that reason we will say that la'achar she'is gayer, and he will receive kedushas yisrael, he will be considered a regular yisrael kosher. But now one has to understand what is pshat in that ragmar darshins. From that we say ben bitcha haba min oivet keichavim kari bincha, that akum ve'evet haba bas yisrael, the vat is not kosher. V'chira, even if the vat is kosher, he is kari bincha. Since only as far as Kedushas Kol do we say that he is missing in Kedushas Kol, but as far as all other Dine Yisrael, he is considered a regular Yisrael, and therefore Kuyalma, he should be considered Bincha. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find that Reb Shmuel explains in Yevamos and Siman Yud Beis that our Gemara approves. From Bincha Ba Min O'Ivid Kari Chavim Kari Bincha, that Akum Ve'Evid Haba Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is not kosher, is because that the Kari Bincha is a drosha, that he is Kulei Bincha Ve'ena Akum Kval Tzad Bezara. In other words, Bincha is Mechadish, that he is not Nesiaches after his father who is a Goy at all. And for that reason, our Gemara proves from the drosha of Kari Bincha that he has Kedushas Kol, and for that reason he cannot be kosher, but rather he is either a Mamzer or Apostle. And so Reb Shmuel goes on to say, Zmuchach, but feed the other gears that the Rishonim are gears in our Gemara. If we are gears in our Gemara, like we find in Rashi and Yevamos, the Rashi and Yevamos is gears in our Gemara, that our Gemara says, Neima kesaver avina akum ve'eved haba bas yisal havad kosher. V'chira, one has to understand, had we said that akum ve'eved haba bas yisal, the vad is not kori bincha, the vad would still be kosher. Since had we said that Akum ve'ever haba bas yisrael, the vlad is not kari bincha, then the vlad is considered a regular goy. And if the vlad is considered a regular goy, then the vlad is still kosher, since one cannot have mamzeiros by a goy. So to explain pshat in our Gemara, according to the Gersa of Rashi and Yevamos, Reb Shmuel explains that there is no tzad to consider the vlad as a regular goy, but rather the only other tzad would be to say that he's Nesiaches Achar, his father was a Goy, enough for us to consider him a Mamzer. And based on that he's Nesiaches Achar, his father was a Goy, for that reason, he will be considered a Mamzer. And therefore, Gemara says that based on that we say that Kori Bincha, to the exclusion of his father was a Goy, for that reason he is considered a Kasher, and he is not considered a Mamzer. So again, one sees that Kori Bincha is coming to Mafkia the Goy, and Kori Bincha is coming to say that the Vlad is not Nesiaches after his father at all. And so too is Mefurish and the Goyin in Ebn Ezra and Siman Dalet of Katan Zayin. The Goyin proves from that Ragmar says that Ben Bincha Haba Min O'Ivet Keichavim Kori Bincha. From there the Goyin says that one sees that we say Rachmona Afkere Lazare Da'akum. And for that reason, the halach is, if one has an akum amayni mitzri, haba bas yisrael, the vlad is kosher. And we will not say, based on the halach of oihoach achar psulei, that the vlad should have the psul of amayni or mitzri. Since rachmana afkei was zari da'akum, there is no yichus whatsoever after the zera ha'av. That we find in our Gemara according to our Gersa, that the vlad is either a mamzer or a pogum, is not based on that the vlad is nesiaches achar his father was a goy, but rather it is because one has a bia in someone who is loitavsi bakidushin, that for that reason the vlad is either a mamzer or a pogum. But as far as yichus is concerned, based on that the kari bincha, we will say that rachmona afkere lozari da'akum agamri. That is how the goyin explains pshat in our Gemara.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.